Phone Boy Speaks, Episode 31. The NFL doesn't know mobile. Been a football fan since the 1980s. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I watched Joe Montana when he was on television, actually throwing passes to Freddie Solomon and Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark. Who knows, I probably even watched the infamous The Catch when it first happened. Certainly, I grew up in the Bay Area in the 1980s and in the early 90s. I definitely watched my share of the 49ers being very successful. So even though now I live up in the Seattle area in Seahawk country, or in the area of the 12th man or whatever it's called up here, I'm still a 49ers fan. I'm always going to be a 49ers fan. I don't think that's going to change. Of course, living up in Seattle, that means the only time I get to see the 49ers play is when they play the Seahawks or if they happen to be doing a nationally televised game. And the last couple of years, because the 49ers have been doing really good, that means I've actually gotten to see a lot of 49ers games, which is a fantastic thing for me. However, there's lots of games I don't see for one reason or another because I don't want to spend all of my time in front of the television on Sunday. I like to listen to the games. And unfortunately, because I'm not in the home market, none of the local radio stations will necessarily be playing the game on the radio. I like to be able to listen to it on the phone. And actually what I've done in the past was I'd be able to go onto TuneIn Radio or something similar. I would find a streaming radio station that was streaming the 49ers game and just listen to it that way. Because honestly, I like the radio guys much more than I like the television guys because unlike the television guys, usually the radio guys have played for the 49ers and one or both of them, depending upon what time. And actually, this is one of the reasons I like listening to the Seahawks guys is because both Steve Rabel and Warren Moon have played for the Seahawks at various times. You know, they actually know what they're talking about and they're entertaining to listen to and they're very passionate about the teams that they're calling. When I got my iPhone 4S on Verizon this year, I was very excited to get the NFL mobile app, which is for some reason, unbeknownst to me, the only carrier you're allowed to download this app on is Verizon. Okay, so I finally have the NFL mobile app, and one of the features that you can get for free is the ability to stream the games, which I started to use because for whatever reason, the streaming games online on TuneIn Radio, they were getting blocked. Presumably because the NFL wants to make sure that you are going through some sort of paid channel or whatever. Nah, I don't really care, right? So to me, it seems like that I'm now sort of restricted to using this app, which is fine if it works. Well, the app doesn't work. And throughout this football season, when I've tried to listen to games, and whether it's the 49ers game or some other game, the application will crash. The application will stop streaming audio, and I try and restart it. The app crashes. Oh, the latest things it starts doing. What I'll do is I'll put the app in the background and go clean house or something while I'm sitting here listening to it, and the audio will stop for no reason and flash up this message on the screen, "Are you still there?" It is the absolute stupidest error message I've ever seen. The purpose of the app when you're listening to the audio is to listen to the audio and not do anything else. So having it check every half hour while you're listening to the game just is stupid. It's frustrating. And then this really gets my goat because I was in Israel one week, the last week of the season, and I tried to fire up the app and it said, "Oh, you're not in the United States. You're not allowed to access anything in this application." Which I'm frustrated because the NFL does not make it easy to be a fan of a team if you're not happen to be in the home market and not really interested in spending hundreds of dollars a month on a cable package that's capable of getting the games for your team. And if you happen to be traveling out of the country, well, you can't watch your games at all. I mean, come on, guys. The NFL does not understand mobile. And yeah, you have to be a Verizon Wireless customer, which, you know, what about all the customers that aren't Verizon? Why can't you, for the content that you charge for on this Verizon Wireless app, why can't you make it available for $5 a month to anybody who wants to do it? Apple would certainly like 30% of that, I'm sure. And as a consumer, I shouldn't have to be a Verizon Wireless customer just to access NFL content. I mean, that's just crazy. Anyway, I'm sure that there's some logical reason for this, like Verizon Wireless paid a bunch of money to the NFL to have an exclusive, I guess, until 2015, I think, if that's what I remember correctly. But it's not fan-friendly. It's not very accessible. As much as I love the 49ers, I hate the NFL because they're not very fan-friendly. I'm finding that's the case with a lot of sports leagues. And anyway, all right, I'm done ranting about NFL Mobile. I hope that at some point the app improves. I hope that at some point the NFL improves access to content for people who don't live in the home market for a specific team. I mean, come on, the NFL has to know this. Anyway, that's my two cents. If you agree, disagree, or indifferent, give me your feedback. I'm on Twitter. I'm on app.net as PhoneBoy. I'm also on Facebook and Google+. You can easily find me. Leave a message on SoundCloud for this episode and also on PhoneBoy.com. And that's it for now. This is PhoneBoy, and I'm signing off.